Fill in the grid. Money in sports. Listen to the report. While listening, tick the correct option. Only one option is right. There is an example. You're going to listen to the report twice. You will have 15 seconds before you listen to the second recording. You now have 1 minute to look at the task. Teen Mag asks, are sports people paid too much? CeCe Sabathia, pitcher from the New York Yankees, has a contract worth $161 million. Is it fair that Sabathia makes $23 million a year? Teen Mag has asked young people whether the government should put a limit on baseball players' salaries. This is what they said. Heather Smith, a student at Webster University, Missouri, thinks,
paying athletes so much shows how wrong our values are in American society. It is upsetting that athletes are paid thousands more than important professionals like teachers or doctors just to keep us entertained. They don't teach or save lives.
Johan Santana, the highest paid player for the New York Mets, says,
this is America. If you try hard and do your best, you can achieve what I have. It is the American dream. Who is anyone to say that I don't deserve the salary I've worked for? I don't see any problem with it.
12-year-old Lisa Johnson, who attends school in Boston, Massachusetts, believes,
everyone should consider both sides of the argument. On the one hand, they inspire a lot of people and promote sports, which is good. On the other hand, we should also admire people who do important jobs in society that aren't well paid. I'm on the fence with this question.
Greg Williamson, 16, a junior high school student from Miami, Florida, thinks,
why do we reward sporting ability above almost anything else? If you have bad grades but are good at sports, you can even get a college place ahead of someone who has worked harder but isn't sporty. It isn't okay that we prize sports above academic ability just because there is so much money in baseball.
Louise Thompson, 14, an eighth grader from San Diego, California, says,
capping or cutting down the salary of these athletes doesn't solve the problem. It wouldn't change the fact that cleaners and kitchen staff earn so little for their hard work. Generally speaking, it is difficult for me to say what is right or wrong.
Hector Rodriguez, a 19-year-old college student at Washington State University, Washington, believes,
I personally think that the amount athletes earn for being able to kick or hit a ball is crazy when police officers, firefighters, and soldiers put their lives in danger to help us, yet can't feed their families. These people are more deserving of a good salary because of the good they do for society than any pitcher or home run hitter.
And finally, Mike Matheny, a current manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, thinks that baseball isn't a game anymore and says,
this is a business. Thousands of people pay to see these athletes, and so they deserve what they earn. It is easy to blame athletes. Would you want someone to take back the money you earn just because people think it's too much?
Teen Mag asks, are sports people paid too much? CeCe Sabathia, pitcher from the New York Yankees, has a contract worth $161 million. Is it fair that Sabathia makes $23 million a year? Teen Mag has asked young people whether the government should put a limit on baseball players' salaries. This is what they said. Heather Smith, a student at Webster University, Missouri, thinks,
paying athletes so much shows how wrong our values are in American society. It is upsetting that athletes are paid thousands more than important professionals like teachers or doctors just to keep us entertained. They don't teach or save lives.
Johan Santana, the highest paid player for the New York Mets, says,
this is America. If you try hard and do your best, you can achieve what I have. It is the American dream. Who is anyone to say that I don't deserve the salary I've worked for? I don't see any problem with it.
12-year-old Lisa Johnson, who attends school in Boston, Massachusetts, believes,
everyone should consider both sides of the argument. On the one hand, they inspire a lot of people and promote sports, which is good. On the other hand, we should also admire people who do important jobs in society that aren't well paid. I'm on the fence with this question.
Greg Williamson, 16, a junior high school student from Miami, Florida, thinks,
why do we reward sporting ability above almost anything else? If you have bad grades but are good at sports, you can even get a college place ahead of someone who has worked harder but isn't sporty. It isn't okay that we prize sports above academic ability just because there is so much money in baseball.
Louise Thompson, 14, an eighth grader from San Diego, California, says,
capping or cutting down the salary of these athletes doesn't solve the problem. It wouldn't change the fact that cleaners and kitchen staff earn so little for their hard work. Generally speaking, it is difficult for me to say what is right or wrong.
Hector Rodriguez, a 19-year-old college student at Washington State University, Washington, believes,
I personally think that the amount athletes earn for being able to kick or hit a ball is crazy when police officers, firefighters, and soldiers put their lives in danger to help us, yet can't feed their families. These people are more deserving of a good salary because of the good they do for society than any pitcher or home run hitter.
And finally, Mike Matheny, a current manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, thinks that baseball isn't a game anymore and says,
this is a business. Thousands of people pay to see these athletes, and so they deserve what they earn. It is easy to blame athletes. Would you want someone to take back the money you earn just because people think it's too much?